Yud Ches Kislev, Wednesday the 10th of December, Rabbi Shmuel Kimchi, Chanukah, Hod, and the Challenges of Ardo.
Good morning, everybody. Firstly, I'd like to once again say Yashikai to Dudi. Dudi is going, so I don't know if he gets enough mentions, but Yashikai to him. He gets loads of mentions. I'll say no more. But really, Kol HaKavod, it's really amazing. It's an additional zchus to be here. This is the first time I'm here as a guest speaker. Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to move to Eretz Yisrael a few months ago. And I'm back here just for 2 days. And it's a big zchus to be able to stand here, be here today, especially pre-Chanukah, to try and gain a bit of hislavus before Chanukah on a topic which is not often focused on. And I'll keep you in suspense for the time being, but we'll get there. I'd like to start off with a short story. Sorry. Story goes as follows. It's a true story about 15 years ago. It may be a famous story, but a story which is a fantastic springboard nonetheless, which is there was a guy who was a biker, part of one of these biker groups who bike up and down the east coast of America. And for about 10 years, this Yid was not very frum, but he was a member of this. Thank you so much. Oh, much better. So for about 10 years, this guy was a member. Jake was a member of a bikers group. Going, you know, if anyone's ever been driving up and down America, it's very, very scary. You're driving and suddenly you hear a massive noise and there's 300 motorbikes that overtake you. It's a pachad nora. But he's a member of this group. At a certain point, after 10 years with this group, he decides to become frum. He's more interested in Yiddishkeit. He settles down to one of the suburbs of New York City, marries, and is a member of one particular kehillah. He loves everything about Yiddishkeit, the challah, the cholent, the gefilte fish. Everything is great, except there's one day that he dreads. And the day that he dreads is Erev Yom Kippur. He dreads Erev Yom Kippur because, of course, on Erev Yom Kippur, the Minag Yisrael has always been, Lifnei Hashem Titharu, you should go and jump in the mikvah. Now this Jake has got a number of scars from his decades with this biker group, and across his body there are many tattoos. Not just the I Love Mom tattoos which are far worse than that, and he figures if he goes to the mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur, then in his community it's going to be finished. So what he does is, he devises a plan. He finds a mikveh far away from his shul, and he covers himself. He goes there at an off-peak time, 9 o'clock in the morning, everyone's at work, covers himself with towels, clearly dunks in the mikveh. One or two people see him, the bush isn't too great. He jumps in the mikveh, comes out, covers himself in towels, goes back to his thing, and Shalom Aleichem, this works. First year, second year, third year, he comes 9 o'clock, mikveh's packed, 30 people in the mikveh. Forget it, it's not happening. Comes back at 11, packed, not happening. Comes back 2 hours later, it's now a couple of hours before Yom Kippur, and he comes to the mikveh, and the mikveh is mamish to the rafters, and he doesn't know what to do. Either to forego the minhag, or to forego his, to risk it. So he says, you know what, I'm going to risk it. He covers himself in towels once again, and he goes to the mikveh. He finds a corner, covers himself in towels, walks to the mikveh, dunks in. One or two people see him, not such a boucher. He comes back, but on his way back, some soap starts on the floor. He slips, and oy vey, the whole place goes totally, totally silent. the tremendous busha. He turns all colors of the rainbow. And no one knows what to do for like 5 seconds. Everyone's like frozen. People are like pretending to carry on doing what they're doing, but it's like it's as thick as the air. The air is thick with embarrassment. Until there's a guy who's got his coat on and there's a briefcase in his hand, is about to leave the mikveh. He makes a U-turn at the door and goes straight to the guy, straight to Jake. This guy's an elderly gentleman, and he turns around to Jake and he says to him, "My son, I see you've been through your hell. I see you've been through your Gehenna." He rolls up his sleeve and shows him his tattoo. He says, "I've also been through my Gehenna. Let's leave together. Two tattoos. I think this is not just a story. This is a mahalach. A mahalach in Jewish history. V'hoya b'yom ahu yitoka b'shofar gadol u'bo ha'ovdi me'eretz Asher v'hanidachim me'eretz Yitzrayim." Say the Mekubalim, I've seen it in a few places, but definitely the Baal Shem Tov says it, but I think it comes from earlier Makoros. Back in the time, Eretz Yisrael, there were two superpowers. One was Asher, which was Assyria above, one was Mitzrayim below, and Eretz Yisrael was a battleground, right? So Yoshio HaMelech mistakenly thinks that everything is well, Cherev lo yavo ba'artzachem, that Paranacho isn't going up to make battle with Assyria. Mitzrayim is always making battle with Assyria, and Assyria is always making battle with Mitzrayim. This is much like, not just a cold war, but a real war between the two, and Eretz Yisrael is in the middle there. That's the Pasha Pshat, say the Mekubalim. Asher comes from the word Ashrei Yoshrei Beisecha, happy. There are some people who are lost in the land of happiness, and there are some who are nidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. There are some who are crushed in the land of Meitzarim, or straits, the narrow straits. The water comes into the narrow straits and opens up into the Mitzrayim, the delta of Mitzrayim. That's why Mitzrayim is called Mitzrayim. There are two difficulties that Klal Yisrael have. One is the emunah that we're confronted with, the struggle to maintain emunah at the time of Meitzar, of difficulty, when there's anti-Semitism, and there's another one when it is in the time of happiness, in the time of affluence and assimilation. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav, says the famous Beis Halevi, that sometimes Esav is my ach, and sometimes Esav is Esav, but both of them are equally dangerous. I was thinking in the Medrash last week, we all know that in the confrontation of Esav and Yaakov, Arbameos Ish, that he comes, Vayinashkehu, that Esav kisses Yaakov, there are dots on it, Vayinashkehu, says the Medrash. He wanted to bite him. Sometimes, this is my pshat in the Medrash, sometimes a neshika is worse than a neshicha. Sometimes what the Medrash is trying to convey to us is that Esav does try, I think there's deeper stuff where the neck is dafka the mokum, the connection between the guf and the neshama, the lower and the upper, the tachtonim, the elyonim, and vayevkal tzavori, ben yomin is the base of mikdash between the elyonim and tachtonim, says Maharal. But on a to just take it on a metaphoric level, what is the Medrash trying to tell us? That there is sometimes a neshika, which is a neshika. And that to me is a davar pashit. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin says that Ritzonenu Lasos Ritzon Avinu Shebashamayim U'ma Ma'akev. Our desire is to connect with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Ma'akev? Sha'or Shebe Isa V'Shibud Malchus. Sha'or Shebe Isa is our own Yetzer Hara in a time of freedom. Shibud Malchus is the oppression of the Umos Ha'olam. This is Nachum Yitzchak on Purim. When we break the middle matzah, when we eat the first half of matzah, the beginning of Seder, and the second half at the end of Seder, and the matzah is Michle Dinu Nusa, the first matzah, it's machlokas between, I think, the Rosh and the Rashbam. What is the Ikkar mitzvah? Is it the first kazayis, the last kazayis? Say the Mefarshim, what's really going on over here? Say the Hasidish Mefarshim, they say that actually the test of emunah is both when your stomach is empty, when you're b'teyovon, and when your stomach is full, when you're alasova. And you have to be able to maintain both. What I want to share with you, I want to show you, is the most amazing Bnei Yisachar, the most earth-shattering Bnei Yisachar, which shows us that we are currently living in Yavan, and what the battle of today is Be'etzem, the battle that the Yavanim faced, and how we're replaying what we played back then. And we all know, Bedoreinu, that we've got both. We've got both. We've got the atrocities that are happening worldwide, and we can't hide from that. But the Iker challenge that we are being faced in our door is the challenge of being lost to Yiddishkeit through affluence. In some places there's 90% assimilation in America. Here in England there's some places that there are 50% assimilation. And it is och and veh. We can't ignore the fact that out of 13 million Yidden in the world, maybe there are 2 million that are properly Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, and that is incredible. That is mamish terrible. And that is, I think, the Iker challenge. I was on the plane 2 days ago, and I sat next to a very interesting Yid. His name is Rav Rappaport. He teaches in Hitchin. I didn't know there was a yeshiva in Hitchin, but there's a Hasidic yeshiva in Hitchin, which is 15 minutes past Luton. And so we started sharing Divrei Torah, and I shared with him this Bnei Yisachar. And he says, ah, and he pulls out a photocopy sheet. This is what I give my bachrim. And he shows me that he has gone through, they learn the Bnei Yisachar Kaseder. He's underlined all the important Bnei Yisachar to see, and that is part of their Seder Halimud. And we'll see from this piece how adorable it is and how easy it is to mamish fall in love with the Dinava, the Rabbi Elimelech Tzvi Dinav, who wrote the most phenomenal stuff, but it's not, you have to be willing to invest into reading and understanding and sometimes skipping the parts that are incomprehensible to Pshutei Am, like myself, but to gain such amazing Hislavas from this. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. If you have a look at your sheets over here, the Bnei Yisachar is asking a question. This is from the Parsha in Vayigash. Yeah, if you have a look, you have your sheets. We're definitely not going to be going through all the words over here. And that's why I underlined and bolded so that we're able to skip from bolding to bolding on the sheet. But he starts off with a positive guess. Yehuda shalach lefonov al Yosef lehoros lefonov Goshna. That Yaakov sends Yehuda to Yosef in Mitzrayim. Lehoros lefonov Goshna. And Chazal say on the word lehoros, obviously, hora is teaching, to set up bate midrashos, to set up bate hora in Mitzrayim, and that is famous. But asks Rav Dinav, ask the Bnei Yisachar, Yesh lehizbonin, lama shalach lefanav, why did he send him down? Gam ledivreim kasha, lama shalach es Yehuda dafka, why did he send Yehuda dafka? Gam goshna, havale lemimar legoshen, why did he say goshna, why not legoshen? We all know famously, Rashi says sometimes they're the same thing, they're interchangeable. Why dafka use the word goshna? Why Yosef and Yehuda, and why goshna? And famously, of course, Yosef and Yehuda is not a difficult thing to be able to pre-track, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. This is the seeds of Geula le'asid lavo. Says the Bnei Yisachar, the most phenomenal thing. If you have a look, v'nira dehine yadua the galus harishon galus Mitzrayim, the first galus hoya kidvar sharosh lechol dalad galus min hadalad malchis. Mitzrayim was the father of the Arba Galuyos. What were the Arba Galuyos? Bavel, destroyed the first place of Mikdash. Modai, Homon. Yavon, which is the Greek Empire. And Rome, right? Look at the next bolded piece. Vayehi bayomim harabim. Hohem kemavur b'megale amukos. Rabim is Rashi Tevos. Romi, Bavel, Yavon, Modai. That at the snev, he by yomim arabim ahaim, that there was a shibud. The shibud was so difficult in Mitzrayim by Yitzaku el Hashem, right? That they cried out to Hashem. In it, in that shibud, was a microcosm of all the future shibudim, and you see that in the pasuk Romi, Bavel, Yovan, and Mordai, and that's Poshet. Now he quotes the Maharal. Look at the next paragraph. Hine kosav arav Hagadol Balgul Gur Aryeh. The Maharal Miprag says the Dalet Malchias, yeah, are Keneged, four different Kochos in our Guf, in ourselves, in our essence, in Klal Yisrael's essence, that they were trying to uproot. Number one is there is Koach Gufani, there's a physical body we have. There's a Koach Nafshi, it's our Nefesh, our raison d'etre, our everything, our existence, the Koach HaSichli, our mind, the Koach Elyon HaKol El Kulam, and the fourth one is all inclusive. And we're going to see that each one, and through the description, we're going to see what he means. This is a little bit abstract, but it comes out like Hafla Gofela. Next boulder, you see, Bovel Hayim Enagei LeKoach HaNafshi. Why was Bovel destructive of Klal Yisrael's nefesh? Dehine, they were mevatlim harishonim avodas beis hamikdash, the karbonos, which is called the underlined piece, the nefesh kisakriv. The carbon is called the nefesh kisakriv. It is the life support machine for the nefesh of Klal Yisrael, the karbonos. That's the pipeline to the Ribono Shel Olam. They the first ones, Bavel, they destroyed that pipeline. They destroyed the first beis hamikdash. Modai, they were against the Koach HaGuf. They were against the, right, Lahashmid, Laharog, Laabed. Muhammad wanted to destroy our Guf. Yavon, the third boulder over here, Hayo Menage LeKoach HaSichli. What was Yavon about? What was Yavon about? They came, they conquered. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't destroy Klal Yisrael. I don't know at what point in history, in the 180 years of the empire of Yavon, which is the dream that Yaakov had, 180 runs, right? They had 180 years, according to that Medrash. I don't know at what point that they were gozer shmad on Klal Yisrael. But it's very clear that it was a cultural battle. They said, you can be members, or just send a delegation to the Olympic Games. We'd love that. Yeah, we want you to be a Uma like all of us. And it was a very clever ploy, because they chapped that the way to destroy Klal Yisrael is not from the outside in, but was from the inside out. They were to bankrupt Klal Yisrael of their koach, then that's it, of the spiritual essence, of the neshama, of the seichel of Klal Yisrael, of Chochmas HaTorah, then that's it. If they are a nation like the other nations, they'll be assimilated within two doors. We see that today, right? It's Dvarim Pshutim Ad Ma'od, right? Yovan Hayo Menagi LeKoach HaSichli Shehi Toraseinu Malchus HaRavias. Now listen to this. This is the beginning of the brilliance of the Bnei Yisrael. Malchus HaRavias, he hamadak of a ramsa dekula, it crushes everything. V'hi hamenagedes lenefesh hakoleles ha'elyonis, it is all-inclusive. Asher yikoleles kol hakochos, mechaberes es kulam. It is an overarching, and look, he's going to trace it through history. It's an overarching golus, right? It's going to destroy our guf, our nefesh, and our seichel. The underlined bolded, yeah. Shebetchilas memshal tamaleinu bavonu seinu harabim. When they began the memshal of the Romans 2,000 years ago, they began bitru akorbanus bechinas nefesh. The first thing they did, the siege around Yerushalayim, there was no more korbanus, right? The famous story. The first thing that they did was they cut off the life support, the nefesh of Klal Yisrael through the Karbonus Canal. V'achar kach komu ala gufos, l'hashmid, the crusaders, the inquisitions, the tach v'tat, the umos ha'olam, holocaust, as an umos ha'olam, then they went into the homon mode. They first started as the bovel mode. Then they went into the homon mode, l'hashmid, l'harug, l'abed. Yeah? And look, v'acharkach biyomeinu ze. Look at the underlined six, seven lines from the bottom of the page. V'acharkach biyomeinu ze, komu aleinu benigu l'koach ha'sichli. Assimilation, the haskalah, you know, the entering our seichel, haskalah, shel toroseinu u'menagdim osanu b'chochmas chitzonis. Chitzonios. That they are menaged. Isn't that unbelievable? Unbelievable. In other words, you have over here a framework of the three first Goluyos, and then Rome is a replay of all those three. And we're talking now, our door now, is primarily living in the Dor of Yavon. In other words, back over the course of the last every generation, it's all of the three. We don't have the Karbonis. There are sadly the Hashmid, the Harug, the Abed. People want to destroy us. But there's a third element, which is the Iker hue right now. The Iker background is the Seichel of Klal Yisrael. It is a replay of Yavon. Dvarim shooting him ad lemod. And once you see this, it's unbelievable. Now look what he does over here. Turn over the page for a second. Yeah. Right. Just the top. He just reiterates. And then Mechinas Modai, the Koes, he's writing 125 years ago, 150 years ago. The Mechinas Yavon, Nigu de la Seichel, Shal HaTorah, B'chochma, Svetonius. The Umos Ha'olam are Beklal, Neged, us, in their mind. Have a look now at the third paragraph. After he introduces that Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David are the plants, are the seeds planted by Yaakov Avinu, sending Yehuda down to Yosef Goshna. Ubezet Haskel, the fourth paragraph. Ubezet Haskel, we're talking about Cholas Hagolos Hasharoshis, at the beginning of Mitzrayim, which is the root of all Arba Goluyos, Kasher Bo Yaakov Mitzrayim of Erosh, who Golos Hasharoshis, the Chol Adalet Goluyos, when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim and understood this is going to be, right? Nistmu einehem velibom shel Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibud, Kishemez Yaakov Avinu. He realized, maybe that was a wrong Maamar Chazal, but he realized at a point that this is going to be it. He Alteira Yardom Mitzrayim. Don't be scared going down to Mitzrayim. The bolded thing in the third paragraph. Hineas Yehuda Shach Lefanov El Yosef. Now base Mashichin. He connected the two Mashichin, the Horus Lefanov, Goshna. What is Goshna? The bolded. It's the four Malchios. Gimel is Gufani. Shin is Sichli. Nun is Nafshi, and He is Hakol. You see that? Goshna, he sent him Goshna, he sent him to create Bote Midrashis, to defend against the Arba Galuyos, Goshna, Gimel, Nun, Shin, and He. Gufani, Nafshi, Sichli, and Hakol. Yeah? He says, Goshna is Gematria Mashiach, it's the Gematria of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, it's tremendous Gematrias, but look at this amazing punchline over here, this Mamash, amazing. Hagah, in the second last paragraph, Ubezet Tovin Minhag Avoseinu Torahi. With this you'll understand the Minhag Rukhaishar, Asher Minhag Bimei Chanukah, yeah, Masachakin Hanna'orim Bachatichas Eitz. We play dreidel. What are the letters on the dreidel? Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. Goshna. The Arba Malchuyos, the Arba Galuyos, we are spinning them around Klal Yisrael. And they get lost. And Klal Yisrael remains. And that's what we're doing when we spin the dreidel. Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. I think the Nun, Gimel, He, and Pei is a more recent thing. I think the original Makar is Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. Isn't that unbelievable? It's unbelievable. Look at that. A tam, such a tif tam in a pashata minhag, the dreidel in Klal Yisrael. Merubos alav dalet ketzovos. You can read it yourself, but it's unbelievable. It's mamish unbelievable that Sholach lefon of Goshna, he sent them down to Goshen, Yehuda and Yosef, the two Mashichim, that they should create a dreidel. They should create a system where throughout Goluyos, us, we're the center points, we are the Mokum Merkazi, and all the Gimel Nun, He and Shin, are revolving around us. He says in another place, the Bnei Sassar is Mosh Kibali, he says, why is it that the Grega we hold at the bottom and the dreidel we spin at the top? Right? The two ivory towers of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Chazal, they created Purim and Chanukah, Netzach and Hod. They created these, the two Yom Tovim that are part of our fabric. And the Siddur Pasha, that they're two opposites, right? Purim, they wanted to destroy us physically, we responded spiritually. On Chanukah, it's the opposite, they wanted to destroy us spiritually, we responded physically. They're mamish, the two opposites, in Pchinus and Nefesh as well, which you're not going to get to. They're mamish opposites. But he says, why the dreidel at the top and the grega at the bottom? Because the grega at the bottom, yeah, represents our tfilis, right? Our isarusim de latata. We had to be ma'orer first. Knosis kala Yehudim. That's what we're celebrating. But the dreidel, we spin from the top because it was the Nes Chanukah. It was even B'mokum Hester that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Nes. It was the Rabban Biyad Ma'atim. It was Hakol Min HaShemayim. Amazing, amazing. That's why the underneath and below. This is, I think, it's a Dover Poshet that in our door we're living Yavon. We're living Yavon. You know, we have these contraptions in our pockets. You know, all of us do. We live in a world where we're mamish when we go to work. So that is the way we live. And we're mamish living in Yavon. I was thinking of a Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Samach Hei, Om Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Right? Rav Ashi quotes Rav Elazar ben Azaria. Very rare that we find such a mema. But Rav Ashi says, this is what Rav Elazar ben Azaria said. I have a Kabbalah where Rav Elazar ben Azaria said this. Yochol ani liftar eskol ha'olam mishacharav beis hamikdash. From the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, the churban bayis sheni. From the time the churban bayis sheni, I can be matzdik everyone and everything because of a pasuk in Yeshaya. Shikores v'lo miyayin. The Klal Yisrael are going to be shikor, but not from wine. We're going to be lost in a world where we're poshet shikor, and we're shikor, but we're not shikor from wine. We're shikor from the fact that there is so much. There's so much bombardment. You know, one of the three things the Gemara tells us that come behesach hadas is Mashiach. What does it mean that Mashiach is going to come behesach hadas? I saw in Rabbi Israel Taubes Sefer. Amazing. He says that what it means is that our door is going to be a door of Hesach Hadas. There's going to be an email coming in every second. There's going to be different interaction. We're going to have no peace of mind. We are going to live in a door of Hesach Hadas. That's good for what the Yevonim wanted to do, is to destroy our inner seichel, to destroy our ability to be mamash rooted in ourselves. I do have time. I do have time for another mini chelek of this, another 3 minutes. I'll say it, mamish, very, very briefly. the Medrash tells us that Gilu Yarayis, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zara, and Lashon Hara are connected to the Arba Galuyos. Right? Mm-hmm. It's famous in Mishnah. Which one is Yavon? Yavon is Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim? All the other ones are Shvichas Domim. Yavon is the only one that's not Shvichas Domim. What do we mean that it's Shvichas Domim? Is the strangest, if you were to put together this Mishnah with the Arba Malchuyos, Shvichas Domim is the last one that I put together with Yavon. I saw in the Arvid Alyo, I think it's Mamish Emes, it's so true. He quotes the famous story with Noach. Noach gets drunk by Yiska Basil Hateva. Chom comes in, he laughs or does other things with his father. Shem and Yefes come walk backwards, Acharonis, right? And they cover their father. He comes up and he gives them a bracha. Yafta lukim le Yefes v'yishkan ba'alei shem. Says Rashi, what is the bracha? What is the reward that Yefes and Shem get given for doing this? Shem gets tzitzis. Yefes gets kavura. In Nochemes Gog and Mogog, that the Pagorim are going to be covered. What's going on over here? It says the Maharam Prague that Shem and Yefes were both involved in covered Havrias. They were covering their father Noach. They also both get covered Havrias. But the difference between the two is that while Shem, who was Nisametz Yoser, gets a covered abrius when the neshama is inside the guf, Yefes gets covered abrius when the neshama has left the guf. You hear that? One tzitzis is a beggar that's covered abrius, mani mechubdoi. that my clothes are my covered abrius of the clothes of shame. That is the covered abrius of neshama in the guf, and yefes neshama is the guf without neshama. That is the battle today between Yavon and Klal Yisrael, and that's the battle back then. What they want to do is they want to suck out any ruchnius from our guf. Your guf, it doesn't matter. But what I want to do is I want to suck the neshama out. You can be a chachma like all the other chachmas, it doesn't matter. But what I want to do is to suck the neshama out of your guf. You could be part of the Olympic Games. You can have books in our libraries. You can translate the Torah into different languages and you're the choshech le'olam for 3 days, because what I'm doing is, all we want to do is, you can keep your Torah, but let's just suck out the ma'or sheba Torah. Suck out the neshama. Says the Rabbi Dalio, that's why it's connected shvichas domen. Because shvichas domen is that. You're keeping the guf, but you just, it's a natilas neshama. And that's what Yovan are about, and that's why it's mamash outdoor. And it's a battle which we're fighting on all fronts, at every moment, b'chol eis v'rona. Bez Hashem, we should be zochah, the or of this Chanukah should give us the koach to continue.